Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello, Podlers. Thanks very much indeed for downloading. Coming up, more details of Matt Dyson's Village.
Village Church, which is abandoned, and we run from end to end.
Of course it is.
Racing.
What? More on that and lots more besides. Enjoy the show.
Brace yourselves. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast with Wix. Let's do it right.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning, Vietnam! It occurred to me that I'd never done that, even though I've had my own radio show for a decade now. And I'm sorry, but I had to do it. It was a tribute to the late, great Robin Williams, a man who made so many of us laugh, such a funny actor. But also, you know, his dramatic work was fantastic as well. One-hour photo, Goodwill Hunting, just all-round talented. But it did occur to me that I've never said good morning Vietnam, even though I have a radio show.
We've definitely got listeners as well in Vietnam who would have felt then that this show was really personalised for them for the first time.
You're
they
right.
Felt really, really at home.
Big shout out to all my Asian brother and sisters. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, Greg. We're going to do San Marino tomorrow.
Go around the world. Matt, do you want to do it? I mean, you know, we've been working side by side.
I mean, it was an amazing film. You know, in many ways, it inspired young children to get into radio, that film.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm saying.
Having so much fun.
You're a child of the 80s. It's like, it's record-breaking, you know, the way he took that military regimented radio show and made it kind of off the wall.
Oh,
and
amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I imagine a rage-jar success.
And the management suits tried to stop him, didn't they?
Yeah.
The management, the stiffs in management were saying, you can't do that on the radio, you're not allowed to do that.
No, you're right.
They couldn't stop him.
So check it out. Good Morning Vietnam comes out next week in cinemas.
Comes out next week. It's a contemporary reference. Did they have rage-jar diaries in Vietnam?
I'm not sure if the soldiers did, to be honest. No, I don't know.
So you don't want? Have you ever said good morning Vietnam, Glenn? You know, even though you've been on the radio for a number of years.
No, I'll give it a go now. My girlfriend's asleep, so here we go. Good morning Vietnam.
Emma, you know, world-renowned broadcaster, award-winning journalist. Have you ever said good morning Vietnam on the radio? Were you inspired by the great Robin Williams?
Well, it's a bit early, so I don't know if my voice has warmed up yet, but good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, great!
Lovely.
That was superb. Okay,
I've never seen
the
film, so I don't know what it sounds like. It's like Adrienne all over again. Just I don't know what I'm working towards.
Yeah, it's like my wife and Rocky. It was perfect. Okay, on with the show. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Now we've got all our Robin William tributes out of the way. Let's crack on with the show, shall we? And I want to inquire as to what happened to you across the weekend. Tell me in just 6 words. And for any newcomers to the show, Matt Dyson, give them an example of the kind of thing I'm thirsty for.
A 6-word weekend. Cycle versus scooter versus man race.
Oh, is it that time of the year in the village, is it?
It is that time of the year in the village. No, I mean, it's been another pretty uneventful weekend, as they all are during lockdown. There was a late-night drunk video chat with some friends, but that's about it. And then I've got to think of new ways to liven up our daily walks with the kids. So the latest thing that me, Bess and Maggie are doing is Bess will be on her bike, Maggie will be on her scooter, I will be running. Wearing flip-flops to sort of make it give them more of a fighting chance, and we go to the car park of the village church, which is abandoned, and we run from end to end.
Of course, it is
racing.
What? It's so bleak again already, isn't it?
No, church being abandoned in Middle Earth.
No, the car park's abandoned. I mean, there's no one going there, is there?
Oh, right, okay.
It's not like they will turn their back on God. They're just not. There's not much happening. There's not much happening at the church.
I mean, many people are questioning their faith during these troublesome times, but I mean, just that you have to be so gauche about it, Matt, for so on the nuts.
So there's no car park. All there is in the corner of the car park, there are those clothes recycling bins, you know, those big metal boxes. They're taped up saying, "We're closed until this is all over."
Yeah, you so just put stuff on top of them then, don't you? I mean, honestly, guys, that is the rule. Just put it on top. That's what I've been
doing. They've got a new sign saying, so if you leave your bags here as well, they're going to just be ruined, so there'll be no use to us. So, so there's the dystopian location for our daily races, which are actually quite good fun, because I always start out in front, and then the scooter catches up, and the bike is slowest to start with, but then by the end, Bess is hurtling towards the finishing line. And pretty much we even it out, a come about joint first overall, I think, between the three different modes of transport.
I think the kind of final results of this race is really inconsequential to the fact that you're running around an abandoned car park in flip-flops.
Just like the marathon.
Yeah.
Wow, you really do want to anger the villagers, don't you, Matt? You give zero. I love that about you, I do. Yeah. So what happened to you at the weekend? Can you top Matt's in just six words? Let me know across the Absolute Radio socials. There's more on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning. I'm asking what you got up to at the weekend, if anything at all. Can you let me know in just six words? Ray says, football in empty stadiums is terrible. Did anyone catch any of the Bundesliga across the weekend?
Yeah, a bit of the Bundesliga.
Yeah, saw some bits of it, yeah.
You kind of get used to it after a while. It's like it's kind of like watching a really early sort of like FA Cup fixture where no one's turned up, and you can kind of hear a couple of voices, but that's it. You kind of get used to it.
Neil says, did the gardening twisted my knee? Yes, these kind of lockdown injuries are happening. Brian says, wallpapering, painting, repairing, eating, researching, birthday. What a weekend he had. Well done to you, Brian, and happy birthday. Emma Jones, let me bring you in here. What happened? Six words, please.
I found out who did it. So I finished my Agatha Christie first one ever, which was The Murder of Roger Ackroyd.
Was it the police officer?
Well, Glenn, I was less than halfway through when you said that last week, and I spent the whole of the rest of the book thinking and dreading that you were going to have spoiled it for me and that it was in fact going to have been the police officer. I don't know whether I should reveal it on here, even though it's an 80-year-old book, but it wasn't the police officer.
Okay, do you know what? Producer Will, could you get the... if you could open the little plastic covering on the Liam Gallagher swear button. Emma, could you just tell us who it is and we'll just beep it out for anyone who hasn't read the book yet?
Mm. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, Producer Will, take it away.
It was the...
No.
Yeah. But they seem like such good friends.
All along.
There we go. Will, while you've got the plastic covering off the Liam Gallagher swear button, can you use it again for my six-word weekend story, please? Thank you very much. What the... instruction manual. Oh, you hadn't read it. Okay, good. It's been lovely being on Absolute Radio. Take care, guys. See you all real soon on a lesser radio station. Sarah Jane has asked me to build a flower box that has a trellis at the back of it. This is the instruction sheet. It's a laborious chore that I don't need in my life, but, you know, it's also hashtag just something to do. The instruction manual literally starts, the first side of it, side one, is all of the little bits of wood that come inside the box. And there are, you know, there's one of one thing, eight of another, 13 of one thing, there's 10 of another. It comes with a total of like 68 screws, right? Long and short. So it's a chore. And that's what's on side one. And on side two, it's just a picture of it complete. So,
That's it.
So it's like, these are the bits that should be in the box, and this is what it will look like. Good luck, Davey. Enjoy your lockdown.
Working out for yourself.
It's like the worst 3D jigsaw puzzle I've ever done. And I'm staring at it now because it's out on the patio and I'm broadcasting from the kitchen. I can see it and it's like it's baiting me going, when you come off air at 10, Davey, you know you've got to come and figure out how it all works. And the trellis bit, I've got that because it's a trellis, but the rest of it is just nondescript slabs of black pine wood. That was my weekend in six words, and it's going to continue into my Monday as well, it would seem. What about you guys? Let me know across the Absolute Radio socials.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning, and, well, obviously, being online is the thing to do in lockdown. Lots of lovely, juicy pieces of gossip and content are coming our way, and bringing them all together in one neat little package is our very own Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on?
We talked about football returning earlier and the eerie empty stadiums in the Bundesliga in Germany. A few weeks away from that happening in the UK, if all goes well. Some of the changes to make the game safer at this time are a bit unexpected, though, as the 21st century nobody on Twitter pointed out. Some unexpected things have been happening in Germany on this BBC News report.
Of course, it's very difficult for players to maintain social distancing on a pitch. They'll be expected to off-pitch. Teams are going to do all that they can. Players are saying there'll be no victory pile-on should they manage to score a goal. Frankfurt, the team, say that they're going to be disinfecting their balls at half-time.
So childish. I hate myself for laughing at that, but it's the funniest thing.
That was so perfect.
I think it was one of Donald Trump's ideas, wasn't it, recently? Yeah. Inside injecting yourself with bleach. Anyway, and then there's a lovely story to end on, a nice little video that's been posted online over the weekend of Snoop Dogg in his car, getting away from the stress of lockdown. The one-time bifter-blazing, gun-toting gangster rapper has now filmed himself sat in his car on his own listening to the Frozen soundtrack. Let it go, can't hold it
back anymore. I had to come sit in my car and listen to this man. Let it go.
This is the most unexpected thing I've ever seen in my life.
He's doing the Just Eat adverts as well now, isn't he? So he's really changed.
Snoop Dogg's definitely a cool badge individual. I was lucky enough to interview him.
I was lucky enough to interview him for Sky News
about 5 years ago. Wow. And at the end of the interview, he revealed that he's just a massive fan of Frasier. And I was just like, I couldn't speak for about 30 seconds because it was like, what? Frasier? Of everything in the world?
I had him on a TV show I was doing, and he came with a big entourage. He came with so much KFC, I couldn't believe it, and an Xbox, and just locked himself in the dressing room until showtime. And the runners tell me there was a smell emanating from that dressing room that they couldn't quite distinguish what it was. But Snoop and his friends were having a whale of a time in there.
Yeah.
I can't believe that fried chicken. That's much what it is. I can't believe that in the opening hour of the show we have used the Liam Gallagher swear button thrice. Once for me, once for Emma Jones, and once for Snoop Dogg. Now, there's a cup time with me you never thought you'd see.
That is your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
It's your Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I want to know what you got up to at the weekend in just six words. We've already heard of football in stadiums that are empty being awful, and gardening-related injuries and birthday decorating. Ben's got in touch, and his six-word weekend story is learn to count to five. And then it ends. Tom says, sleep deprived. Whose idea was kids? Emma says, a week's holiday of DIY, work tomorrow. Alex says, 3 a.m. colon, why were the neighbours singing? So thank you very much indeed for getting in touch with your stories. Glenn, you're the remaining member of the team not to tell us what you got up to at the weekend. Is there a reason for that? Are you keeping it secret, or are you going to divulge
them? Mine was thrilling. Mine was really, really heart-pounding for me. Went to a non-supermarket shop. The only businesses I've ventured to over the lockdown period have been to supermarkets for the essentials. And on Saturday, me and my girlfriend went to a carpet shop that wasn't like open as such, but what they're doing at the moment is you ring in advance. They're around the corner from us. You ring in advance, and they let you make an appointment, and it's only you in that shop. And so, which is usually most people's worst nightmare, because you just have a shopkeeper just following you around the whole time. And also, a shopkeeper who seemed to refuse to adhere to the 2 meter rule, so he kept sort of walking towards us, which meant we were backing away slowly, like we were avoiding a bee. Just constantly, we made about six cycles of a shop, and we just kept backing away in a sort of like a real like, come on, man, let's be reasonable about this. We can talk. Come on. But it was nice, and I think more businesses can maybe do this. And I was thinking that it would work with nightclubs, that you have a sort of individual appointment with a nightclub, and they give you like a 10 minute gap at Prism or whatever, and and you can't meet up with friends because you'd be like, oh, I'm going to go over at 9 and they're like, I'm really sorry, I've got the 9:30 slot. And you go in and you get to listen to two songs. You dance on your own in front of a DJ who's 2 metres away from you and then you're asked to leave the nightclub and then that's your evening done. Nice. What do you guys think?
I think it feels like being that's a big celebrity idea. When they close the whole place for you. It makes you feel kind of special.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it felt very grand considering we were just going for carpet samples.
And of course, you know, being the only customers in a carpet shop on your own can be very addictive. Don't do rugs, kids. Don't do rugs. Right, coming up next. Sorry about that, everybody. Coming up, I have a big question I want to ask the team and I want to ask you guys as well. Be ready on the social media. Be ready to email me. All be revealed next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where as I keep going on and on and on about, I have an email address. And I love it when you send me stuff. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. What I've been saying is you can email me anytime about anything. And Mark in Glasgow has done just that. And he says, Dear Dave, I have something to get off my chest. I once went to a stage production of The Full Monty on my own. A friend of mine was appearing in it and I was meant to be going with family and friends, and at the last minute everyone cancelled and I was left on my own watching with an entire row to myself. Cheers, Mark in Glasgow. Do you know what?
That's so much worse than going to the cinema on your own, because if you go to the cinema on your own, no one technically needs to know. It's just the other people in the cinema. However, if you're watching a theatre production or a musical on your own, then you know that the cast can see you and they're like, is that guy on his own?
Well, especially one where everyone gets naked.
Yeah, it's so true. It's a little bit pervy, not going to lie, Mark, but Glenn's already taken some steps to making you feel a little bit better about this, and it's great to share. You know, a problem shared is a problem halved, because, you know, basically before social distancing, it was called Billy No Mates, and that's what we want to talk about on the show this morning. Things you've done on your own that possibly you shouldn't really be. Let me know across the Absolute Radio socials, or, as Mark in Glasgow did, you can email me. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Glenn, let me bring you in here, because over the last couple of years on the show, you have a long, long history of dining alone, and it seems to be something that you actually enjoy doing, as do I.
Yes, but can I stress that was yes. That was as a jobbing stand-up comedian who often had time to kill before. I wouldn't dress up in a tuxedo and leave the house specifically to do that, then come back home and say, I've had a wonderful evening, but I've got to get off here.
Flop down on the sofa and just undo your top button of your trousers. Look at Katie and go, oh, that was amazing. So is it dining related, Glenn, or have we got something else?
It is not dining related, because there's not the opportunity to. So mine was a couple of weeks ago. I was on my sort of designated daily walk, was going through nearby park, and I saw like a goalpost with like a full-on sort of net and everything like that, and it was like, oh god, it'd be good to play football with some friends. And then, with no one else nearby in the park, just near the goal was just a ball. And it was like, this feels like a trap. I feel like Wile E. Coyote's about to drop an anvil on me. Like, if I get like, this feels too good to be true. And just spent a couple of minutes just absolutely trying to belt them in. It was probably depressing for anyone else to see from an outsider's perspective. But in that moment, I felt like really properly, like, we're talking the greats. We're talking Mark Viduka. You know, we're talking Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. I don't know why I'm specifically going for middle or forwards. But
defunct Leeds strikers.
Yeah. Let's mix it up a bit. Morten Gamst Pedersen, all of them.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely thing to do, Glenn. But you're right. It's odd that you were doing that on your own. So before social distancing, it was named Billy No Mates. Get in touch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where before social distancing existed, it was called Billy No Mates. And telling us tale of his moment on line one is Bjorn. Good morning, Bjorn.
Good morning, Dave.
So, furnish us with the details of the time you went it alone.
Well, it was one miserable Christmas. I remember the weather was absolutely dreadful. My sister and I had just been to see the Pogues at Brixton Academy. And I was stood the next day on Nunhead Station because my sister had been recalled out to New York. So we weren't spending Christmas together. So on the train back to Portsmouth, I decided in that short time to go straight into the travel agents, booked myself on a flight the same evening and flew out from Luton to Paphos about 6 hours later. So that was it.
What a hero, Bjorn. So what did you walk into? Did you want to go to Greece, or what did you say to the travel agent when you arrived?
No, it was literally, I literally got off the train, went into the travel agents in Southsea High Street, and I said, I want a flight within the next few hours. I said, I don't care where it is. I said, but I want somewhere that's warmer than it is here, and I want to be gone either tonight or tomorrow morning. And then literally left there, went straight into Debenhams, bought a whole brand new wardrobe of clothes and a suitcase because I didn't have anything clean, and that was it. I was off up to Luton and went off to Cyprus the very same evening.
I can't believe the police didn't interject at any point during this story. I need to go somewhere in 4 hours and I need a new wardrobe.
Yeah,
my sister's gone on a business trip to New York. You won't see her for a while. I need to go somewhere warm.
What are you running from?
Bjorn, you jet setter, you. This is so fantastic. I love that you wanted to go somewhere hot, bought a new wardrobe, Billy No Mates in the best possible way. Thank you for sharing your story. We'll speak to you real soon. Cheers, Bjorn.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning, where it has occurred to me via an email from Mark in Glasgow that before social distancing, it was named Billy No Mates. Want to know the things that you've done on your own? Ben's got in touch saying, went to Japan for the Rugby World Cup on my lonesome, and I'm glad that I did, Dave. I never felt alone because the locals were amazing. They would ask for photos, they would buy us fans drinks, they were so welcoming. And that's from Ben. Well, I've been to Japan myself in 2017. Emma, you and Stefan went there just last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we were there for the Rugby World Cup as well. It's true, the locals were so amazing and just friendly. And considering they're not really a rugby nation, they really embraced it. It was great.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. Thank you for getting in touch, Ben. Not me, Dave, but I'll admit that I enjoyed it when my husband went on holiday alone. Finally, some peace, says Tabitha. In contrast to that, Kim says, Dave, I have a 5-year-old daughter. I can't do anything alone. Stay strong, Kim, stay strong. Matt Dyson, what about you? Billy No Mates?
Yeah, mine's Bjorn sounded quite nice and glamorous. Mine is much bleaker than that. It also happened in the mid-noughties when I'd recently moved down to London. And I've been in London about a year or so, and I just split up with my girlfriend who lived back up in Nottingham. The long distance relationship didn't work out, and we just split up. And that weekend, Forest were playing. They were in League One. It was like the lowest ebb of our recent life. They were in League One away at Cheltenham Town, and like Cheltenham was miles away from London. But I just thought, I'm just going to drive all the way to Cheltenham on my own and watch Forest play at Wadden Road with 6,000 other people. And when I got there after this long drive, like Alan Partridge with his Toblerone bars, I couldn't get into the away end because it was full. It was all sold out, the away end, because we've got a very big travelling support. So I had to go in with the Cheltenham fans and just watch the game on my own with loads of Cheltenham fans. And it was just
great. Did you at least win?
We did win. It was a great weekend of moping.
So there we go. Before social distancing, it was called Billy No Mates. Keep them coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where we're discussing... But of course, we are social distancing. And that's why we now have something called a Teams meeting. And so we had a big company-wide meeting last week on Teams, and the whole company got in touch. There were hundreds of people connected to the line, and it started at 11:30 a.m. sharp, and this is so butt-clenchingly embarrassing. Remember that clip of that girl you played about what she was questioning what's inside your butthole, Matt?
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, mine's full of embarrassment. Yeah, mine's full of embarrassment right now, let me tell you. this is the Microsoft Teams equivalent of seeing a girl on the bus smile at you, smiling back at her, and then realise that she's smiling at the guy behind you.
Oh.
So I was 2 minutes late to the Teams meeting, 11:32, I logged on, and my camera went on, and I could see Sturge, and I could see a few of the other stable mates at Absolute Radio, all their faces were already there, and Sturgis went, "There he is, look at him." And I was like, "Hey guys," at which point simultaneously Sarah Champion lifted up her dog.
Oh no.
Oh wow.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
I thought she was talking to you as well, because it was exactly when your face popped
up.
Well.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm so red. Did you think because I reacted and then I thought, oh my god, they're talking about Champa's dog. So I just started to join in, going, oh, isn't he lovely?
Trying to style it out.
I was trying to style it out. I've gone red. It was so. Oh, I mean, why would Sturge say to me, "There he is. Look at him. Isn't he gorgeous?" Who would talk to me like that? Anyway, I believe we have the very moment it happened. Thanks for that, producer Will.
Yes.
Buffy says hello. He's been barking at the postman, so he will be making an appearance.
Oh,
oh, hello.
It's Dave Berry.
Oh, hey, guys.
No.
Oh.
Hello,
mate.
Hi, Sturge.
Love you.
Love you too.
You can hear the humiliation in my voice, can't you? They've just been exchanging a story about him barking at the postman. Oh no!
You've got to leave. That's the only option.
I muted my mic straight away. That was, and I only kept my camera on just so the boss could see I turned up. But, yeah. I mean, there's no hashtag no words. Hashtag cheers, Bill.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Emma Jones, would you please, because for all the newcomers, they need to hear the chalet story. It's the ultimate Billy No Mates. Please furnish us with the details once again.
Yeah, so this one's not about me. I end up, because of the hours that we work, I actually end up doing quite a lot of stuff on my own. But the person that I want to nominate is the guy who, when I went skiing last year with, I think it was 10 or 12 of my friends, and we all stayed in a big chalet. And there was one guy that we had to share our chalet with who had just come on a skiing holiday on his own.
Now, how on, my only problem with this is not him going on a skiing holiday on his own or what. How on earth are the booking people allowed to add one human onto the end of a party of like 10 friends? That should not be legal.
What are they supposed to do with him? Yeah, I suppose they just have to add him on to another big group. I don't know. But I've got the utmost respect for Grant. We became friends over the week, and fair play for going on a skiing holiday on your own.
But so the 10 of you were all there, and then all of a sudden Grant bowls in and asks to be dilled into the game of cards you're all playing while the marshmallows are toasting.
Yeah, we were like, this must be some kind of mistake. And he was like, no, I'm flying solo.
Get your own apartment, Craig.
God.
Greg, sorry.
A hotel room or something. I don't know. Craig, Ron, Gary. We can never remember what his name is. I think it was Grant.
Something legit.
What a close friend you made for life.
I will always love Craig, Greg or Grant. And I think he's just such a lovely guy. We actually do have a message from a Craig. Good morning, Craig. He says, Dave, I love going to the cinema solo. I couldn't agree more with you,
so
Craig.
So do I, I actively do it on purpose.
He says, after all, the cinema is one of the most antisocial things you can do with someone else. You shouldn't talk. You can barely see the other people. Plus, and Craig puts the cherry on top of the cake here when it comes to Billy No Mates, you get to use both armrests.
Yeah.
Well said, Craig.
Yes.
Thank you for getting in touch about that, everybody. Really do appreciate it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. It's your Monday morning. It's not just any Monday morning, though. It is the start of week 9 of lockdown, and it's also the start of Mental Health Awareness Week. And as you know, mental health awareness is something that we talk about on this station, all the while actively encouraging you all to do the same. And so from time to time, I have a bit of a gear change on the show and dedicate a part of it to checking in with you all to make sure you're okay, because we care about you. And right now, I want to talk to you about suicide and depression, and the devastating fact that they are the two biggest killers of men under the age of 40. And now, that's not just a statistic. That is people who listen to this radio station, people listening to this show. It's your dad, your brother, your uncle, your son, your friend. Now, of course, poor mental health doesn't just affect that specific group, but even if you're not in that group, the likelihood is somebody you love and care about is. Being an adult and being a man can be tough, and right now it's harder than ever. Now, this may sound like a cliche, but you want to be brave. You feel you want to look after the people around you. You want to be the carer and the rock. And since becoming a dad, I felt that more acutely than ever I have before. I want to protect my daughter, my wife. I am so incredibly frustrated. I cannot visit my parents, go and see my little sister and my two nieces to make sure they're safe. I'm positive that the vast majority of you have had moments of despair over the last few weeks. I've been asking myself questions like, how do I do this? How do I stay strong? Like you, there have been moments where I've not slept well. I've been watching the news. I've been reading the newspapers. I've seen other people's heartbreaking tragedies online. It makes you feel sad and anxious. And if I feel like that, and effectively I'm sat at home talking to you and having fun with my mates each morning, I can only imagine how a doctor, a nurse, a shop worker, or someone who has to leave the house to keep the country running must be feeling. So once again, a big thank you to all of you key workers. Now, there's no point in, and nor would I ever pretend that I've suffered from poor mental health in the way that so many of you have, and in the way that maybe you do. But I want you to know that if you do have those feelings right now, you are not alone, and in no way should you suffer alone. Talk to somebody, tell them how you're feeling and ask for support. Also this week, I'm going to ask a favour. I'd like you to text a friend, a family member, a work colleague and check in on them. Ask if they're okay. And if they come back and they say they're fine, well, there's no harm in asking again, just to be sure. That is something we can all do to improve our own mental health. And also those people that we care about. If you send a message to somebody, perhaps it will encourage them to do the same, and so on. And so, as I said at the very beginning of this, are you okay? If you feel you need help, there is a world of information on our website, absoluteradio.co.uk/timetolisten. Take care of yourself.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning, which means it's the time of the week when I want to peek inside your relationship. If you're in one, what are you storing up against your partner, or vice versa? What's in the relationship Rolodex? And this morning, I'll bring mine to the table, as always. We go for V, for vacuuming. This happened, literally, I'm on air right now. I'm doing my job. I'm doing a breakfast show. This happened 30 minutes ago. Can anyone else hear a hum?
Yeah, I can.
High-pitched.
Sorry, can you hear that?
Yes, I can hear that.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. Sarah Jane, we can hear you.
Oh, is it the shark? It's the shark.
Love you. She's hoovering. She's hoovering.
Oh my God, is it Hoover?
Yeah, no way. Yeah, that happened just 30 minutes ago. So V for vacuuming. What's in your relationship Rolodex? Get in touch across the Absolute Radio socials or email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning where I am peeking inside your relationship Rolodex. What have you got filed away on your partner? Let me know across the Absolute Radio socials. And we've received this voice note from listener Alex.
I've got something for the relationship Rolodex for Jay, for Jaffa Cakes. So my wife, when we first met all these years ago, she didn't like Jaffa Cakes. So I was safe to buy Jaffa Cakes, safe in the knowledge that I could go back to the cupboard and they would still be there. She seemed figured out that I was buying Jaffa Cakes and leaving them in the cupboard. So she systematically taught herself to like them. They say that if you eat something 8 times, you then start to like it. So she put herself through this process. And now I can't leave Jaffa Cakes safe in the cupboard and I have to sneak them in. And we have this game of like Cold War-esque cat and mouse spy drama, trying to hide them around the house. Even worse, since they reduced the packs down from 12 to 10, I've gone from being safely having 12 Jaffa Cakes to now at a push being able to have 5. And it's just not what I've signed up for. And I don't know where we're going to go from here.
you know things are bad in the relationship Rolodex when you're using the words Cold War arms race. But thank you for getting in touch, Alex, and good luck winning the Jaffa Cake War. That's what I say, my friend. Emma Jones, I come to you confident in the knowledge there will be something. We should rebadge this feature, What's Stefan Done This Week?
Well, things, we're in lockdown when you're just together all the time, things just build up and build up. So there's always something. And this week, I'm filing it under R for recycling. So I know, Matt, you have this theory about blue jobs and pink jobs.
Yeah, well, it's not my theory.
So recycling is a blue job.
It's imposed on me. Yeah, yes, it is. I think recycling is generally a blue job.
As are the bins. And to be fair, there's not much else that Stefan has to do. And yet. I don't know why the recycling has to be left to such a point where it's just it becomes a dangerous pyramid stacking game. And it's like we're facing off against each other, like who can place... It's just so precarious.
It's buckaroo, isn't it?
Stepping over cardboard boxes to get into the kitchen buckaroo. And just take it out when the bag gets full.
Take it out. A listener, John's just literally dinged up on my screen here. He says, I've been doing it for years, but during lockdown, my little games of bin Jenga are certainly not the brightest idea in the eyes of my partner.
I think my girlfriend gets annoyed about it mainly because my cutoff point gets earlier and earlier every day because there's like might be bottles and stuff like that, stuff that make a loud noise in the recycling box. I look at my watch and it's like, it's 3 p.m. The neighbour will be asleep by now. I can't wake them up and put those in the bin. I'll have to save it till tomorrow or next month.
So there we go. We are peeking into your relationship Rolodex. Get in touch, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning where I am peeking inside your relationship Rolodex, and joining us right now on line one is Gemma. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning, team. How are you?
We're all very good. Thanks for asking. Yes, hello. It's lovely having you on the show. So, Gemma, let's get into your relationship a little bit. What kind of relationship is it? Are you married? Are you in a... like a flirty, just met kind of relationship? What's going on?
No, those days are over. No, I've been married about 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I hear you. Those days are long, long behind you. Okay. And what's your partner called?
Chris.
Chris. And, well, Chris has done something, like, explosive in the home, hasn't he?
Explosive, yeah.
Under your relationship Rolodex, we are picking out the letter D for dropping a can of emulsion on the kitchen floor.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. So what happened? Did he clear it up himself straight away? I expect that's what happened, isn't it, Gemma?
You would think, wouldn't you? No, that's not what happened. So what happened was I was in the living room, mind my business, and he just went round into the kitchen and I just heard a thud and him say a naughty word. And just silence. And I thought, well, he's probably just dropped, you know, a box of cereal or something. And there was just nothing coming back. And I went, what's wrong? And he went, I can't believe I've done this. And I thought, oh my God, what's happened? Has he sliced his hand open or something? And so I rushed round and just greeted with this huge puddle of white paint all over the floor, all up the oven, all on the kitchen cupboard doors, absolutely goodness. Everywhere. And he just stood there with his hands up. Like frozen in fear. And the kids came running around and I was like, stay back. And then he then just got on his hands and knees and went, I don't even know what to use, there's just so much of it. And he just started scooping up with his bare hands and he swung it into the can. And he just kept saying, what's become of me? I can't believe this is what I'm doing with my life. And then I actually at that point felt sorry for him. So I just said, like, listen, just take a step back, go wash your hands. I'm going to deal with this. You just get out of the way. And he's just shaking.
Like, so at this point as well, he must have looked like a mime artist, like he's got little white gloves on. Which is...
Yeah, he had completely white. Like, they were actually dripping. It was just so much paint because it was...
And one single tear on his face.
Like a really sad Mickey Mouse.
And basically, so I ended up cleaning. It takes an hour and a half to clean up a job like that, just so you know.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Basically, as I was cleaning, I was getting a bit more and more annoyed with him for doing it. Actually, my sympathy was draining, and I thought, right, I'm going to keep that on file because that is. Because I did him a favour cleaning that up, really. So.
Oh, you did? Yeah, this is a massive one in the Rolodex. You've resorted, it says in your message to the studio, to colouring in the floor with a Sharpie where you couldn't get rid of the white residue.
Yeah, because we've got, like, it's black and white tile floor and it's got black grout in it. And I've managed to get it off the shinier tile bits. But, yeah, the grout, it won't come off. So I've had to borrow my daughter's Sharpie pen.
Ooh, so. Nice.
Wow. Did you get the emulsion from Wix?
Yeah, I get all my DIY stuff from Wix. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just want to point out, on behalf of our friends Wix, they take no responsibility for the user's stupidity.
No,
Gemma, it's been lovely having you on the show. Send our love to Chris. You paint quite the picture for the Relationship Rolodex.
His work colleague is listens to you, so I'm looking forward to his Zoom call.
Thanks very much indeed, Gemma. We'll speak to you real soon. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye, guys. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. It's your Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I like to peek inside your relationship Rolodex. You've been kind enough to come on air and tell me all your grievances. So let's ask the remaining members of the team, shall we? Starting with you, Matt Dyson, because last Monday when we spoke, life was sweet, my friend, between you and Katie. You were having the time of your life. It was almost embarrassing, the level of story you brought to the table.
Yeah,
that's how you were wallowing in your blissful relationship, and I'm both jealous and happy for you both.
The lack of Rolodex action was embarrassing, you're right. But, I mean, there's just one common theme which keeps coming up from Katie's point of view, and that is H for hygiene or S for showering. Because when we started on lockdown, I was still showering every day and living a normal life. But as time's gone on and I've just been at home every day, the showering's gone down to, like, every other day. And at one point last week,
that's antisocial.
I went 3 days without showering.
Wearing
the same t-shirt and short combo.
No,
man. And I'm loving it, right? And I don't see any reason to change. But Katie is really starting to wear thin on Katie. And all
shower,
she ever says,
Matt,
to me, shower. Is go and have
as a
shower.
Friend. Yeah. Let's have this as an intervention, a cleanliness intervention. We're your friends. We care about you. Shower, please.
That's awful. At this stage, it's like changing the dressing on a wound. Like, well, have some decorum.
What will the people in the abandoned church car park think, Matt, if they saw you or smelled you? The reference from earlier on in the show there.
Coming back in.
That's the thing. I'm not going to be near anyone, so it's fine. It doesn't matter if I reek.
What about your wife and children?
She's raised the concerns.
This is what she keeps pointing out. So yeah, I know. I'm gonna try and shower more often. I generally just do it, like, I have a run maybe twice a week, so I'll do it after that. And then because the shower wakes up Ted at night, I often run out of time to have a shower. So that's what I'm blaming. And then occasionally I just forget, and then before you know it, you're 3 days unshowered. I'm sure, you lot are very clean. I'm sure I'm not alone in this during lockdown.
No, well, I mean, like, it's just ironic and unfortunate that obviously your wife had coronavirus in the very sort of early stages of it. So that's when you were showering, was the time when she'd also lost her sense of smell. So it was wasted on her when you were showering.
That's a good point, yeah.
Matt, you can't make this like the Wild West. You can't have a shower day. We can't go back to Victorian times here. You can't be like, oh, look, it's the third Thursday of the month. It's time for Matt to have a bath. Have a shower every day.
Yeah, bring the tin tub into the living room.
Exactly.
Get the kids to pour kettles of water over you.
Light up the fire.
It's bath night.
I know that the other villagers all have a turn in the bath, in the communal village bath.
Well, I didn't want to say, but that's the other issue, yeah. She's got to get the water out the well, so it's got to be used sparingly.
I think Katie has every reason to be upset with you, and the Relationship Rolodex will return next Monday. What have you got against your partner, or vice versa, of course? Let me know, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. We started the week with a bang. It is time to bid you farewell and thank you for your involvement in the show. You can get in touch anytime you like about anything you want. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. We leave you with a parting gift. The gift of the show in podcast form, which you can download and subscribe to from wherever you get your pods. But what should it be called? I have been ringing the podcast naming bell throughout the show. We've got... I just popped up here. Did they have Rajar Diaries in Vietnam?
That seems like ages ago.
That was early today, yeah. A dystopian location for our daily races. Running around an abandoned car park in flip-flops. It's a little bit pervy. I'm not going to lie, producer Mark. A weekend of mopping. Or finally, like a really sad Mickey Mouse. Glenn Moore, you're going to get the deciding vote this morning. What are we going for?
Mickey Mouse.
Okay. The podcast you're looking for is entitled Like a Really Sad Mickey Mouse. That's it from this morning. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
He came, he saw, he tried to conquer, but alas, we've told him to come back tomorrow and try again. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.